Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time, and the Trump administration rolling out more blatantly today will give you a ticket to your country of choice, or your home country, I guess, and $1,000. And the coordinator of Chicago's Cinco de Mayo parade first says, we ought to be safe here. We're a sanctuary city. Hey, buddy, it's the United States. You can't say sanctuary city. Yeah. You can't come over this line. And the person whose coordinator also said, immigrants give almost $100 billion a year. Federal government should give them that money when they get deported. $100 billion we got to slice up. Maybe we'll take off. Hey, buddy, how much can we take off for killing and raping Lake and Riley? How much can I take off for killing and raping Rachel Morin? How much can I take off from every pedophile action out there? How much can I take off for them taking over apartment? Yeah, that's right, Martha. Several.
A sanctuary city.
Yeah, how much can I take? Can I ship Jim Kenney off? Go back to Ireland, buddy. You'd be happier there. Or you wanted to go to Mexico. I forget where he wanted to go. Jim Kenney, maybe in Turkey. All right, 855-839-1210. That's $100 billion. This is the plan, though. This is the phrase, the catchphrase, and it's right. Self-deport. If you do that, you might have a chance of coming back legally someday. You get $1,000 and you get a plane ticket. And you might think, oh, come on, Dom, how many are going to do that? Well, I think a pretty good number are going to take advantage of that. And you're going to see that play out. And I mentioned with J.D. Mullane, these numbers, I'd love to get your reaction. It's only the Delaware Valley Journal that does this work. Please support them, DelawareValleyJournal.com, where I write. And they found that as of 2023, and it's probably gone up a good bit, 31.3% in Philadelphia were on Medicaid. Now, I knew Philadelphia would be high, but that means one out of three, probably at this point, people that live in Philadelphia that are adults are on Medicaid. One out of three. All right, 15.4% in Montgomery County. 15.3% in Chester. Bucks, which town in Bucks is driving this? 16.1% in Bucks. And in Delaware County, maybe this explains why Democrats control everything in Delaware County at this point. 21%, almost 21% of people, adults, in Delaware County are on Medicaid at this point. Think about that. Delaware County, what it used to be versus where this is. It's a sign of the suburbs. 21% on Medicaid in Delaware County? Oh, there's Chester, Dom. Come on. It's not just Chester. This has to be more widespread. So the thing is, Republicans don't know what to do. They know they have to try to cut out able-bodied young men-ish from Medicaid. They're scared to death, though. They're going to be accused of being cruel. Wall Street Journal's got a great story today. The GOP's Medicaid moment of truth. Do Republicans want to help pregnant women or able-bodied men? That's what this comes down to. And there could be really big savings there. So what are they going to do? Well, you have alleged moderates who say they're not going to get involved. You touch anything with Medicaid at all, and they're off the big, beautiful bill. So here we go again. We got the numbers potentially on this. We have the roadmap, and this is the month that will determine essentially what happens with this. Right now, I wouldn't be that hopeful that there's enough Republican votes to push this over. All right, you get in at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. I've never been a member of Costco. DJ has, and I think that there's one that I know of. I go by. Seems like a pretty good deal to me. Costco, though, the guy that runs Costco is one of the leading figures saying that they are not going to give up their DEI policies. Now, Levi's, I get. Remember Jennifer Say? We've had him on the show a lot, the former vice president there, and she spoke out in San Francisco and got bounced, and the whole thing that started with her, right? Apple, you know how liberal, progressive they are. But here are two that say they have voted against proposals targeting DEI programs, shareholders, and the company. That is John Deere. John Deere, that's Americana as you get. You want to have a lawnmower? It's going to run somebody over? Give me a break. And Costco. And Costco always struck me as middle America with a big stamp on it. This is middle America. Why would those two companies then say we're going to go down this path, we believe in DEI, and that's it, even though the Trump administration has DEI on the run all over the place? Apple, you get. Apple's too big to fail. They can do whatever they want. We know that. People are not going to give up on Apple. It's like the NFL. The NFL still is a DEI and all that. You're not going to stop them too easily. People want it too much. By the way, it's going to be interesting what people, I predict right here and right now, where are we? May, it's coming up soon. These owners' meetings, I think they have the votes. I was asked the other day on Inside Story, though, President Trump, when the Eagles were at the White House, said correctly, what's wrong with the tush push? Why wouldn't you be able to do that? Would Trump actually talk to a few owners and tell them, hey, you got to vote for the tush push here? If he does, he's going to come out if it wins by one vote and say he kept the tush push in football. I have not seen betting lines of people really inside this. I think it's going to be very close. So why in the world would they even consider doing this? So let's play this out. I know it's just sports. I know it's just one play. If they vote to get rid of the tush push, what does that tell us, A, about the NFL? And more, what does it tell us about America? That America will accept it. They could do anything. They could get rid of the kickoff. They could get rid of a football. They just want NFL. Today, I think Trump is with Roger Goodell. They're going to announce the NFL draft is coming to Washington, the rollout, RFK Jr. Stadium. I'm not sure if it'll still be called that or not, the new one in Washington. I saw people on Fox saying, oh, yeah, we love a new. Who's going to pay for that? Who should pay for that? That's just the owner. And the owner is kind of a guy who's a carpetbagger who owns the Sixers, the Jersey Devils, and maybe some other thing, and the Commanders. All right, so 855-839-1210. If they do that, what does that say that people would accept it? What, I mean, what does it say about competition? There must be something else in football that people like if they go, yeah, you know what, we're not good enough. We can't do anything about that play. It's a participation trophy. Take it away. Because it's too big of an advantage. That's why. That's all that it is in my mind. It's so clear. Every competitive instinct tells me that's all that it is. So, Henry, you go on record to the NFL owners. I'm saying at the 11th hour, Trump might say, but my gut says, no, they're going to get rid of it.
Yeah, only because they've pushed this vote off for so long in order for to
new
you know,
data.
To corral owners into being let's get rid of this. I think they will. Only for that reason. If you asked me 6 months ago, I'd have been like, no way.
Okay.
No way anyone has the stones.
And why would anyone, supposedly this most competitive of all sports, want to outlaw something that one team does so well? You're a fraud then. You really don't like competition. You like something that is engineered so that every podunk city in America thinks they have a chance. That's all that I say here.
I think it's a bit of gamesmanship from the Green Bay Packers here because they're the ones spearheading this. They're the ones who spoke up and were like, yeah, no, we don't like this play. We should get it out of here. I can agree. Like, you know, like obviously, it is communist to them to, you know, outlaw this play. But if I am every other team in the league, I'd be like, yeah, this play is annoying. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, but what does that say about them then? It's not competition. It's not America to me. It's not. I mean,
I think it is competition. It's
how?
Because they're all banding together to squash this.
Right. Well, competition doesn't allow you to do that. Competition says you have to defeat it or live with it, one or the other.
Well, they're competing with it off the field, off the gridiron here, in the boardrooms, in the
offices.
You know,
offices. Henry, I think you should have been the founder of the participation trophy then. Come on. Dan, what do you think? Do they get rid of it?
I think they do, but I'm really against it. I think it's ridiculous that we're even considering getting rid of a play like this because the slippery slope ideology. I mean, once they ban this one, I mean, it's a progressive game. You know, the coaches are always game planning of how they can get ahead of one another.
Right.
And then you have something here. So who's to say the next time a coach has a genius idea similar to a tush push, they don't go into a meeting and say, yeah, we're going to ban it because we want to make it fair again. No. Learn how to stop it.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I would say in its defense is this. I don't believe they can stop it. I don't think there's any way.
I agree with that.
Yeah. With the players the Eagles had, with their coaching, with their tactics, and with everything. And all I can say about that is then it's the American way. Then you can't stop it. You can't stop it. You're going to have to do something else to make up for it.
Look, it's got an 86% success rate since 2022.
Right.
Why don't you examine the other 14%, see what went right on those plays, and try to emulate it?
Well, I would call Bill Belichick, but he's sort of so. Henry, how is it going getting Bill Belichick on? Tomorrow the book drops, so I think you'd be right on it.
I haven't gotten a response.
You haven't gotten a response. All right, you're on it. That's fine. Maybe he's going to stop doing interviews. He wants to sell the book. But after the outlandishness of this, that might be a little hard. Okay, 855-839-1210.
Jordan.Hudson@Belichick.com is who we're trying to book this through. It's,
well, I'd rather talk with her anyhow. sitting in for a national show, and I told the guy, hey, how about booking Belichick? And he went, well, we don't get guests like that. And I said, well, my guys will have to get Belichick on them. We'll have to show you that. The other guy I'm interested in getting on, we'll have more to say about this, is Fetterman. And I just don't understand. Maybe if I see you tomorrow night at the event, you can explain to me. I have these people doing this, and I just don't get it. When Fetterman is on our side, when he's saying things that cause tremendous agita to the other side, what in the world are you worried about? Oh, don't listen to him. He's still a Democrat. No. Who's saying we're listening to him? He happens to be right on Israel. And over the weekend, he said we ought to bomb Iran now, that he's tired of you can't negotiate with them. And he's right on that, too. So why in the world? Oh, it's a plot. He's trying to draw you into this. No, he's not. I think this is what he really believes in. And even the wife can't convince him any other way. So the New Yorker, and here's the headline, progressives warn that John Fetterman suffers from acute pro-Israelitis. I mean, there's plenty wrong with this guy. There was a lot more wrong when he ran against Dr. Oz. They pushed him over the finish line. Now they're attacking him. Why is that? Obviously, because he differs with them on things that the base just can't abide. All right.
Did you see why he went viral over the weekend?
Yeah, the New York Mets. You mean saying kill them all?
No, the seatbelt.
Oh, on the plane?
Yeah.
Not wearing the seatbelt.
Yeah, viral video where he fights back against the seatbelt. So Reddit posted that, Dom.
Yes.
And I got to say, it's disgusting because the comments are, this man changed so much because of stroke. You know, keep in mind, this guy had a stroke. That's why he's thinking the way he is now. It's horrible to see what the Democrats are now saying about this guy.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, well, tomorrow is the granddaddy of all this hypocrisy, and it lands on the day we're doing the big event. The cognitive disabilities book comes out of Biden, and they already have a promo out there that the two authors, Jake Tapper and Thompson, the other guy that wrote the book, they spoke out about this. And I have to tell you, I'll play you a little bit of it. They tepidly said something, but they didn't speak out and said, are you kidding me? This man can't function. They did not do that. No one did. Let me play you Jen Psaki first, and we'll take some calls here. Here's Jen Psaki, so I don't forget what she said yesterday about this is a loaded term, talking about cover-up. Cut 11, Henry.
Did the White House cover this up? Did the media cover this up? Like, what? Just sort of in retrospect, and you weren't in the White House in exactly in those later moments, but what do you? How do you read this? I mean, something I feel I have complicated feelings about, but I'm curious what you think.
I mean, I obviously do too. I think cover up is such a loaded phrase. But I also, to your point, I left in May of 2022, just for the facts here. And I have seen Biden once since then, when I took my daughter to the holiday party this last December after he had lost. And so I hadn't seen him in person during that period of time. I never saw that person, not a single time. And I was in the Oval Office every day.
My God.
That was on that debate stage.
My God.
I'm not a doctor. Aging happens quite quickly.
Oh,
were things that people saw during that period of time that were similar to that or would have been in a category of that? I don't know. Possibly, right? And all these books are going to tell us.
But let's sort of take it in two pieces. First, like your old colleagues. Like, I mean, you talk to these folks. I talk to these folks. Like, do you think that they were they actively covering it up? Were they sort of in denial? Or was it? Or was that just a bad debate? Like, what is your read on that?
Well, this is what I mean about cover-up is a very loaded term, I think.
Well, it means you knew that it was really bad and you're pretending otherwise versus you're deluding yourself, which I think is what people do a lot.
Well, I understand, but I still think it's like cover-up is often like a crime, right? We're talking, when people use that term.
They say it's worse than the crime.
People use that term as they relate to Watergate or the covering up of not sharing public information about a war.
Yeah, and I'm not accusing anybody of a crime.
I understand,
here,
but other people have used that term, and I think it's a bit of a dangerous term. I don't know. I have not talked to them, any of the people in these books, about this particular question. You know, I think that at their root, a lot of the people who are mentioned are good human beings. And so I like to think that, no, they would not be a part of an active, let's hide from the public what we see happening privately. And I don't know the facts of what was happening privately.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Let's circle back on that, Jen Psaki. So tomorrow, they're afraid of this. They're afraid because they know where this is going to lead, the number of people, the media, etc. So they're trying any tactic that they can to kind of soften the landing here. And the bottom line is there could be crimes here. The auto pen. Who was actually signing this stuff? Who was actually running the White House? I don't really believe necessarily it was Dr. Jill Biden. I think it was some Obama surrogates that basically were running things day to day and making decisions without any presidential approval. Did people sign stuff, use the auto pen? Yes, they did. Who did that? Maybe tomorrow will tell us more. All right, 855-839-1210, grab a line.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, there you go. I'm not sure if that's mariachi or not, but something associated with Mexico. I'm going to take off, even though it's not in Mexico, the Alamo, which if you ever have a chance to see it, you ought to. It's very small, about as big as these studios lined up would be. The Alamo.
Will you remember it?
Yes, that's right. And you'll, the rallying cry is the biggest. It, yeah. That's the biggest remember in history. One other quick thing. I saw this from the New Jersey Project. And if you've sniffed this out, is New Jersey going to put up with the fact, they make a good point, that we're seeing school districts in New Jersey raise taxes? Little Egg Harbor Board of Education just raised taxes 32.6%. Why? Well, they make the point that Murphy is shifting his office money as best he can, and the Democrats, away from suburban districts into more urban districts. And they make the point, some of the districts, urban districts, already get $30,000 per student. Maybe Bruce Springsteen should, Tom's River, it's been one of the worst over the course of time. I think areas that he's made famous, they've done $33,000, some of these places. So why should the suburban districts then have to raise taxes? Because that's what they do. Will this play out in the governor's race? We'll see. We've seen some of it in Pennsylvania, but on Jersey, they really have this down. Imagine raising taxes, school taxes, 32.6%, Little Egg Harbor. Hardly seems like a place, it seems kind of middle class to me, that they're going to be able to afford that, a third in 1 year and more on the way. What else are you going to do? They're moving, shifting the money. They need it more. All right, let's go to Earl in Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Earl. Afternoon.
Afternoon, Dom. Joe Biden was in town yesterday. He was at the Mount Airy Church of God in Christ talking about all the women in his life, and he mentioned his four granddaughters.
Yes.
Except for the fact that Joe Biden has five granddaughters. He neglected to mention Navy again.
Yeah, he likes Army better. And I have a police report in front of me sent by a police source. Apparently, there was a naked woman there who greased the locks of the doors or something, making a protest about Gaza, and the Secret Service called the Philadelphia police for that. That's surprising.
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, yeah, I have it right here, yeah.
But that'll make a nice segue. But my answer for the side question would be skulls. The famous crystal skull that supposedly came from Mexico, which was actually manufactured in Germany in the 1900s and wasn't actually from Mesoamerican craftsmen. Or aliens, as sometimes they say. Also, you have the Dia de los Muertos, where they have all the skull pictures, where they have the calaveras, the sugar skulls. You have it with the gang tattoos. You see it with all of the stone carvings with the Aztecs and the Mayans with the human sacrifice. It seems to have a really strong influence in Mexican culture. is the fact that something that has to do with just skulls in general.
Gotcha, Earl. That's a very insightful one. We learned something. I've seen Day of the Dead and all that stuff. Yeah. All right. So today, Cinco de Mayo, something associated with Mexico. That's what we're looking at. Coming up, we're going to talk with the great E.J. Antoni, economist extraordinaire, Heritage Foundation. It's been a while that we've had a chance to talk with him, and people are kind of looking at Doge. We're probably going to get on, I think Dan says, the head of the Senate. They're under fire in Pennsylvania, Kim Ward, at some point in the near future. And I just want to ask her, do you guys not have a Doge going on what Shapiro and these others are doing as far as spending? I know he's the governor. You executive, he can't necessarily cut that out, or maybe you could, but you could expose it to the public. Think about how the public, aside from what the media, think of that day. Remember that guy standing in front of the door as all those Democrats were screaming at him about they were going to get into the Department of Education? He was right out of central casting. And look at what they found. Now, they didn't find $1 trillion, but they may have found $200 billion, and they've started off on more. What do we have to do to coax Republicans in both Pennsylvania and Jersey to do their own Doge, print the top 10 up for these upcoming campaigns? I think it's effective. They have the access. Put a couple people on it. Let's see if we can egg them on. All right, EJ Antoni next here on Talk Radio 1210.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, EJ Antoni may be joining us momentarily here, great economist over at the Heritage Foundation. I'm watching Kirk Cameron react on Fox to President Trump wanting to tariff foreign films if you make them overseas and all this. I'm not on board with this one. You know, whatever happens to Hollywood here, they're more than deserving to figure it out themselves, whatever they're doing, because two gripes would be their obvious bias, three. Their obvious bias toward films that don't say anything about China, and then their obvious bias politically, and their obvious bias toward films that, all right, I'll say it, I don't care for the constant filming of sequels to things that have sequels to them, and they're up to 42 of this, that, or the other. That taking them. Now, there's been a bit of a comeback of other films. But how many Avengers, how many different variants of that can you do? So should we be then tariffing to get films back in Hollywood? It's not a big hill. I like the Alcatraz idea over the weekend more. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210. By the way, Trump policy that is working over at Swarthmore, they broke up one of those tent cities, an anti-Israel, anti-Semitic encampment at Swarthmore. They found of the nine people in the encampment, only two of them were students, outside agitators. And the rationale that they gave was, we've heard your demands and do not intend to meet them. They're also cited FBI scrutiny. So even a place like Swarthmore is working a bit on the college level. Let's go to E.J. Antoni, research fellow and the Richard Astor Fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Grover M. Herman Center for the federal budget. That must be a huge building, EJ, the federal budget. Does that building take up maybe four blocks in downtown Washington?
Yeah, it's about a $7 trillion building, you know?
Yes, I can see the chair for that. Oh, man. How many people does it take to make the federal budget chair? So, EJ, we're at the end, or we're, you know, sort of with the main figure, Elon Musk, moving on. And I saw you on Fox on some of this. Doge will continue a bit, but, you know, he was the driving force. What's the biggest upside, would you say, that's come out of this?
I would say sunlight is. Sunlight is the best disinfectant, and that's what he has brought to the process we call the federal budget. He is exposing the abuse, the corruption, all of this fraud and just waste that's rampant throughout the budget. No, the reason no one is really outraged about it, Dom, is because no one knows that it's there. But as soon as you educate people, as soon as folks learn all right. of these billions and trillions of dollars that's being wasted ostensibly in their name, right, it's their tax dollars, that's when people become outraged. And that is the ultimate good that I think he has brought to this process. And again, as you said, that's going to continue whether he's at the helm or not.
Well, I am trying mightily with the Republicans here in Pennsylvania and Jersey. Jersey took a halting step to do their Doge, and then we don't hear from them. This was months ago, because I believe, EJ, and you have an eye for this in your writings and also online, if we find the nugget, probably with the two nuggets, because they disputed one tremendously, for some reason there are all these people, 150 years, 120 years of age, getting massive Social Security. But the USAID, centering in on that was magic, because people saw there what we were funding. It was in against our policy many times. It was lavish, and it was a lot.
Exactly. A lie is exactly what it was. And again, these are all things that are ostensibly being done to help the taxpayer. And then we find out what's really going on. And as soon as you get into the details, you realize there's absolutely nothing in here whatsoever that helps the taxpayer in any way at all. This is simply graft. It's fraud. It's laundering money. It's amazing how many of these so-called non-government organizations, it's just one example, how many of them you take all of this taxpayer money and then give it to special interest groups. It's basically what these organizations exist for. And so much of it ends up winding back in Democrat campaign coffers. There's some Republicans involved in it too. Sure, absolutely. But look at who is really outraged that we are saving taxpayer money right now. It is overwhelmingly Democrats, because they're the ones who overwhelmingly benefit from all this fraud.
Without a doubt. Speaking of which, now we have a big showdown here, and so-called Republican moderates. I've been waiting all day to get your take on this. The Medicaid issue. I've been reading this morning. We have a place that I write for, Delaware Valley Journal Online. You're the only one in town, EJ, that told us places like Delaware County, which used to be solidly middle class, that about 23% of people there are on Medicaid. Shock. This is suburban Philadelphia. Every county is around 20%, not just Philadelphia. Can Republicans have the heart to go in there, take that out, able-bodied men, while protecting the poor and pregnant women, which I think Medicaid, that's what the banner says, that's what it's about?
Yeah, oof, whether or not they actually have the spine to make it happen, that's a good question. I think I'm a little out of my league trying to answer that one. I'm a monetary scientist, not a political scientist. But what I can tell you is that everyone should be happy about getting those folks off of those programs, just like they should be happy about getting the 125-year-olds that don't exist off of the Social Security rolls. Because, look, let's break it down into two groups. Either one, you're somebody who hates Social Security, or somebody who loves Social Security. That's option two. Well, option one is you don't think anybody should get this, least of all fraudulent claims. Okay, so you're happy about it. But option two, if you love Social Security and you want that program to be available for people, then that means you need to reduce illegitimate payments to ensure the trust fund is as solvent for as long as possible, to ensure that legitimate beneficiaries can get their money. So you still want to root out all of the fraud and abuse and everything else. So literally everybody should be happy about the work that Doge is doing, and everybody should be happy about these Republicans' attempts to reduce all of these Medicaid payments to folks who don't need it. everyone should be happy about this, and it's very telling. Everyone should keep an eye on who are the folks who are not happy about it, who are the folks who are fighting this tooth and nail, because they're the ones who are illegitimately at best or illegally at worst benefiting from your tax dollars.
Now, EJ, we haven't spoken, I don't think, since the 100 days passed. And my take is on things like the border and even pushing the envelope, all these Trump interviews, he has brought moderate Democrats. He's brought all kinds of people that we can tell still solidly with him. The only hesitation, and it's not the overall economy, the jobs report good and a lot of other things. We had Kudlow on and he was talking, Dom, do you think people are buying all this big equipment if they think things are going to be bad? Things have settled down a bit. Have they settled down in your world around the tariffs as far as not as chaotic, not as much Navarro and et cetera, and more Bessent out there? Is there something else coming up that will be major on that front?
I would say things have settled down, relatively speaking. It's still much too chaotic for my liking.
Okay.
But it's not as bad as it was. We can definitely say that. And I think you're right on Bessent, absolutely, and as well as on Navarro. In terms of what are we looking forward to and what are some big developments that are likely coming soon, I would not be surprised if the India and Japan dominoes fall soon. In other words, we get some kind of bilateral trade deal with each of those countries in the coming weeks, maybe another month or two. So that's something to really look forward to. And once you start getting a couple of those big players in line, then everyone, I think, is going to rush for the exit, because nobody wants to be the last person, right? No one wants to be the last one left to negotiate, because you don't have any leverage. But if there's strength in numbers, then people will think, okay, if we all hold out together, eventually Trump right. has to drop this. But well, not so if a bunch of the major right. players have already made deals.
Right. And China, I see little, I take from what they, you can't trust them, but little nibbles here and there that they might want to play ball. They got to be hurting a bit on this. Any sense in the circles you travel, Heritage, et cetera, why not have done what we're seeing? Get the deal with India. They want to play with Trump, obviously. Japan, some of these others. EU, harder. But then maybe a few more months, then you push back on China.
Great, great question. You know what? I got to say, I have not been happy with the way this whole rollout was done. We've talked about this a couple of times now, Dom. This did not have to be this way. You know, we could have had just as much uncertainty and chaos in foreign markets without having it here at home. That's what should have been done. But whatever the case, we are where we are. So how do we fix it? How do we deal with it? How do we get out of this? I think at this point you have to keep the screws to China because you have to save face. But at right. the same time, we should recognize there's actually not going to be that much in terms of the disruptions with China. Yes, there are going to be disruptions, but not nearly as much as you would think, given 100-something% tariff rate. The reason for that is because as soon as the tariff was announced, China immediately started taking steps to get around it. They immediately started devaluing their currency faster, which is why the offshore yuan keeps hitting new record lows against the dollar, despite the dollar falling in other currency markets. China's devaluing even faster. They are already, we're observing, they're already making moves to reroute shipments through other countries, which is kind of like what they've been doing with Canada, right. where they right. send, they dump stuff in Canada, and then it gets slapped with a new label and then comes to the United States. So a lot of the cost is going to be minimized up front when it comes to China, and it's going to take us a while to crack down on that.
EJ, great stuff as always. Where do we find you? Where's the best place to go?
Best place is on X. The handle there is @RealEJAntoni.
Thank you, EJ, very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dom.
EJ Antoni, I couldn't agree with him more. He's as good as it gets on the tariffs and the right way to do this, but here we are where we are. All right, coming up, a guy who strikes me as a Democrat has to go to the DMV in Pennsylvania in order to get his new car off the lot. I'll tell you the reason why. And he says Doge may be right. Recent experiences at the DMV are proof of how dysfunctional the bureaucracy is, and they don't care, and no one seems to be able to do anything to them. Oh, well, we'll break that down. And your calls, something Mexican is the side question today. 2 o'clock, Scott Presler has got some news. 855-839-1210, you get in. Hey, it's important to make sure that our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Connecticut system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, but it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water, and they'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail, fantastic. Our guy, Dwayne, is remarkable, and they get very excited to show you when they test the water, the free water test, what's in there, and then the solution right there that makes sense for you. Contact Martin Water Conditioning today. They'll take great care of you. Go to martinwater.com or 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom G sent you, 800-887-7555. All right, Dom Giordano show. You know, I often talk about we never see a day of reckoning. They got away with it with COVID. Any number of things were done. I focus particularly on the schools, things of that nature. China got away with it. You know, they killed us. They covered it up. They did it, and they'll continue to do it. They don't care. They weren't punished for this in any kind of way. Well, remember the symbol of defiance, the Attila's Gym over in Belmar. How many times we went there, talked about them. One of the owners has just filed a $10 million lawsuit against the town of Belmar. Now, you know it was Phil Murphy, but as I remember, Belmar went out of their way, I guess under pressure, call it what you will, to retaliate against Frank Trombetta, who owns Attila's Gym, still owns it. And he claims, and I think there's ample evidence of this, they went after them and just brought, yeah, you remember the one time we were talking with somebody there and they were surrounded by all kinds of state, local police, just unbelievable stuff. They went after them because they became a symbol of defiance. And particularly, the other side was wrong on a lot of this stuff. Now, in Jersey, you know, you remember all the difficulty associated. So is this a First Amendment case here more than anything? There were not health incidents involved with the Attila's Gym. But they, as much publicity they got it that was good, there was this downside of the constant state power going after them day and night. So I hope he succeeds in this. At least he's going to bring up these issues again. They were wrong. Phil Murphy, that goofball. Remember with Tucker Carlson? When he was asked, well, you're not allowing people to worship in church, but you can have alcoholics come and go to liquor stores and all. They're going to remain open. And remember, well, they need it. And then when asked about the First Amendment in worship, he said that was above his pay grade. But who's the moron, him or the people in Jersey that still might vote for these idiot Democrats? How much do you need? We could fill shows day after day at what they've done to New Jersey, particularly Murphy. Now they have a, well, at least in polling, the leading candidate, Mikey Sherrill, who deems herself to be a moderate. She not only didn't vote for Lake and Riley, she didn't show up. To vote, avoided it, thinking that would be cunning. So if we don't win this one in Jersey, I don't know how much more you need. But, you know, the progressive mindset in parts of Jersey, those that get a lot of money from the state one way or another, it's tough. It's going to be a dogfight, but it's a big one. So Attila's Gym says Belmar officials retaliated against him because of his statements against COVID-19 business closures. And that certainly is what they did. And this would be monumental. Now, I hate to say, I know people in Belmar, you know, I know they were under a lot of pressure from the state, but it seemed to me that they went out of their way to engage in this, particularly with them. It was with a vengeance. All right, let's go to Bill in Palmyra. Bill's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, afternoon to you. Yo, Bill, are you there? All right, Bill, thank you. Call us back. Joe in Exton, Talk Radio 1210. Joe, how you doing?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
For my side question. The national sport of Mexico is the bullfight.
Yes, Ernest Hemingway, the piñatas, the whole thing, sure. The picadors. I'm sorry, the picadors. There you go, Joe. Glamorous. I could see you out there standing with red as the bull. I think they still do that in Mexico. Word has not gotten out that you know, we're in a different age, but I guess it's still bullfighting. Nobody seems to know. Okay.
I'm looking to see if there's any coming up.
Yeah, any big bullfights coming up here.
Bullfight, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Who do you think is the bigger draw? Is it the bull or is it the matador?
Oh, the matador, apparently. Well, if it's a no-nothing, it's a bull. But I think several of those matadors are like a first name type
of
thing. Yeah.
Interesting.
Particularly if they've been gored but survived.
Right,
it seems to be a certain cachet.
So in Mexico, Plaza Mexico was they suspended bullfights at their number one bullfighting ring, Plaza Mexico, in 2022 because of questions about whether or not the bulls are violence free and such.
Okay.
But then the Supreme Court overturned the decision, allowing bullfights to return in January 2024.
What a country!
But in March 2025, Mexico City lawmakers passed legislation now banning violent bullfights, aiming for a quote violence free alternative.
If Trump ever talks with the Mexican president, he might say, what's going on with the bullfighting? Come on.
The new law will prohibit injuring or killing bulls, banning the use of sharp objects like swords, and setting a 15-minute time limit on how long bulls can be in the ring.
I kind of like that last thing. You know what I mean? The 15-minute thing. Boxers, the bull, that's a long period of time. I mean, it's brutal. You don't like that one, Hammer? You do. Yeah.
I don't know enough about bullfighting.
I mean, that's
to know 15 minutes is too little.
That's a long time to be stabbed at with those picadors and other things. Yeah, getting it angry. Okay, coming up, Scott Presler on his Twitter over the weekend, he announced that he has gotten the ability to do nonpartisan voter registration in front of churches. Wow, this guy never stops. He's all over the place. We just have to give him the money, get out of his way. That's all they have to do. 855-839-1210. You get him.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.